It's another trip on the road. It's another big game, a tough game. You know, Cambridge have had a little bit of an indifferent start, but they've won last week. They're back on the home turf. They'll be looking to try and get another result. But we know that we've got enough about ourselves to come or go to Cambridge, you know, cause them problems. We'll know where the strengths and weaknesses lie within the team. But yeah, we've got to back ourselves like we do in every game. We've come here last year and won. We've won at home. So hopefully we can get another positive result.
Last week you didn't score, which is very unusual for one of your sides.
Yeah, we did have opportunities. We should have scored. You know, there's a couple of little things that went against us. You know, I've looked over the game where I thought Adam Wilde got brought down on the edge of the box, which could have easily been a sending off. And then a couple of minutes later, he has a one-on-one opportunity with the keeper where he took the shot early, which the keeper saved. In hindsight, he probably should have gone round the keeper and rolled into an empty net with the speed he was steaming from his goal. We created other opportunities within the game. Very unfortunate to not score on the day, and certainly to lose the game in the manner which we did. There was plenty of positives in there. We did have a little spell in first half where, when we conceded, we just before and just after for that 10-15 minute spell either side of the goal, we weren't great. For the first 5 minutes or so, I thought we started well, and certainly second half, without playing decent enough football, we know we can play better there. We did cause a good Swindon side problems, and in my opinion, I think we're a little bit unfortunate that we're not still unbeaten in the league, but that's what happens in football. We lost the game, we didn't score on the day, but we're looking to put that right. We want to respond in the right manner. It's a tough game for us at Cambridge tomorrow, but we know we've got enough about us to be able to score goals.
We spoke a few times recently, you wanted to add it to your squad, and you did add to it this week with Max Muller from Wickham on loan.
Yeah, that's right. We've dropped Alex Kenyon into the back line recently, which leaves us a little bit light in midfield. You know, we've only got Rosie, Flemo, Adam Wildig and young Ozzy, who's coming now from Fleetwood. So we're a little bit light in there, but if you take Alex out the back line and put him back in midfield, then you become a little bit light in the back line, you know, with Dean Winard, Stephen Old, Sam Lavelle. So it's important that we have a decent enough balance within the squad. I'm quite happy with what I've got in certain areas, but in those two areas I think we're a little bit light. And Max comes to the club with a lot to prove. You know, we've seen a little bit of him. He comes highly recommended. He's highly regarded at Wickham, but he's down the pecking order. But he can play centre-half for us. We've seen him in a practice 11v11 game this week playing centre midfield and does a job there as well. So he's quite adaptable. You know, he's got that utility tag, if you like, where he can play at the back and play midfield. So it's great for us in that respect. It adds healthy competition to the squad that we've already got. And hopefully we can still do more business now between the now and the end of the window. I think we're desperate for a forward to come in. We're working hard behind the scenes to make that happen.
Stephen Old came in for his first game last week and I thought he did really well, and I think he'll be busy tomorrow. People like Jebo Ibira against him. Cambridge has got a decent front line, haven't they?
They have. They've got very good players. You know, they are a threat. But yeah, Stephen Old came into the team last week. You know, we had a little 15-minute spell away at Lincoln. It's important that we don't flog him too soon, because, you know, his last game was over in Sweden, end of June, and then he's done nothing. You know, his wife's give birth. He's been down south. Obviously, the deal wasn't done with us until a couple of weeks into pre-season, so he missed all that. So he has been playing catch-up. I thought the timing was right to put him in last week. I think that was proven right, because he played very well and got through the 90 minutes as well. And we're expecting good things from him. You know, he's got a great background. You're not a bad player playing in it for your national side or playing in the Olympics and playing at the level that he's played at. So we know he's a good player, and he showed real good signs last week. So, you know, we're hoping that he can kick on now and start stringing games together and become a big player for us.
Perhaps a sign of the times as well. You've got a New Zealander, an Australian and a German in your squad now.
I know, yeah, but sometimes it goes hand in hand. We've been searching for players all through the window. You know, we're not one of the big sides. You can go out and just cherry pick the ready-made rallies for each position. I think we've proven that over the years, that we're the type of team that, you know, we've got to take people, chances on people, non-league players. You know, Alex Kenyon's come and done well. You know, we took Jack Redshaw from non-league, done well, sold on. Tom Barkhuizen, when he left Blackpool, was talking about, you know, leaving the game altogether, and look how well he's doing now. You know, we took Sean Miller, who was on the scrappy at the time, a week before the start of the season. He did well. Very similar with Jamie Devitt as well. Paul Mullen we took as a youth team player. Ryan Edwards is another one. So we've got a good record of taking players, developing them and kicking their careers on. I think that's now reflected, as you say, the different nationalities we've got within our squad.